It's the Brewers taking on the Reds. Would you like to see Eric Thames hit another home run? Okay.
Is it a fly ball? Deep to right. He homered there. He homers here against Cincinnati. The story continues. Eric Thames, number 9. And a swing and a fly ball. Deep center field. But it's gone. 3-run rocket from Aaron Perez as the Brewers jump to a 4-0 lead.
Sends one in the air in the left and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! And it is gone for Eric Thames. He did it again! Wow! 2-2 pitch. Line towards left. This is trouble. Back is Braun at the track, at the wall, and it is gone. Scott Schebler goes the other way. And the lead is now just 2.
Here's Hernán Pérez sending one fair down the left field line. Santana will coast in, and Hernán Pérez off to a terrific night at the plate as he follows a 3-run homer in the first with an RBI double in the third.
Well, he's seen 2 pitches and he's driven in, what is it, 4 runs?
Brewers outslug the Reds 11-7. Eric Thames continues to mash. He ties a Brewers franchise record for fewest starts to reach 10 home runs in a season. Thames reached the mark in his 18th start. That ties Russell Branyan from the 2008 campaign. Like pretty much everybody else, Brewers manager Craig Counsell continues to marvel at what Eric Thames is doing this season. 2 more home runs against the Reds to give him 10 overall on the season. Milwaukee skipper shared his thoughts after the team's 11-7 victory on Monday.
I've never seen anything like that, that's for sure. But, you know, the first at bat, I mean, you know, he pitched, he threw him some good sliders, I thought. And then, you know, he wasn't on the slider. And then 3-2, he was on the slider. So, I mean, I give Eric a lot of credit there. I mean, it's the guy made some good pitches to him. He swung and missed a couple times and threw him another one. And Eric made the adjustment. It's pretty impressive.
He's doing it against lefties, Craig, and he's doing it with a lot of them with 2 strikes.
Yeah.
Is that just a hitter with tremendous confidence right now?
Yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it. You know, he's just it's the at bat is, you know, he's getting dialed in as the at bat goes on. It's like he's just getting a little more information and seeing another pitch and seeing what a pitch is doing. And then when he gets a pitch he can handle, he's handling it. And that's a credit to him. I think that's kind of what we spoke to earlier about just, you know, every at bat, every pitch is you know, he takes it so important. It's just that he gains from it. You know, he gets something from it.
4 out of his 10 homers against lefties, too. I mean, he's just not intimidated.
Yeah, and he doesn't, you know, I think he's got about 15 or 16 plate appearances, not a lot of plate appearances either, so that's pretty impressive.
He's like rewriting the April record books, and there's 5 games left. I mean, it's remarkable, this kind of start for a guy that's seeing new pitchers almost every night, isn't it? I mean, it's not like he knows these guys.
No, these are new guys, and that's, you know, I think in the first at bat, it felt like, you know, it took him 5 pitches to learn the guy, and then he had him. Look, he's, you know, it's been fun to watch. I know that, and you know, it's tough to even know what to say about it because it's been that good. I mean, 7 homers against a team in 5 games it's incredible.
Craig, on any other night, we might ask you about Perez first.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys you've been trying to get going. Is a night like tonight important?
Yeah, well, you know, HP is going to get going. I mean, and he's going to play an important part on this team and in this offense. And I don't think he's, you know, at the point where, and I haven't been worried about him at all. I think the way some you know, the way Travis has started is Travis has been in there a whole bunch. But HP is going to be an important part of this offense, and he's going to get going and get big hits for us, and tonight was a huge one for sure in the first.
It is becoming quite clear that the breakout performer of the 2017 season thus far is none other than Eric Thames. Two more home runs on Monday to give him a Major League high 10 on the season. Milwaukee's big slugger shared his thoughts in the aftermath of the team's 11-7 win against the Reds at Miller Park.
I mean, there's always a saying that, you know, like a good minor league hitter will make an adjustment like after the game, you know, but like, you know, an average major leaguer will make an adjustment from at bat to at bat, but a great hitter will do from pitch to pitch. When I was a prospect and all that stuff in the big leagues, like I stressed out a lot, you know, I drank a lot. I was just like, oh my God, like I have to hit a home run or I'm going back to a double A or triple A. But now it's like, you know, in Korea and here, I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to do my job. I'm going to work as hard as I can. And when it's time for game time, just relax and just kind of let it all go. And it's amazing, just like when stress levels decrease, then you start to like actually have fun and be loose and be able to react. It's crazy.
Zach Davies squares off with Scott Feldman coming up on Tuesday.